Déjà vu. Listen to an expert talking about déjà vu. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Today's question is, have you experienced déjà vu? Do you know what it is? Well, it's that shadowy feeling you get when a situation seems familiar. Let's take an example. A scene in a restaurant is playing out exactly as you remember it. The world is moving like a ballet you've choreographed yourself. But the sequence can't be based on a past experience because you've never eaten here before. So what's going on? Unfortunately, there isn't one single explanation for this particular sensation or feeling. The experience is brief and occurs without warning, making it nearly impossible for scientists to record and study it. Since Emile Bourac introduced déjà vu as a French term, meaning already seen, more than 40 theories have attempted to explain this phenomenon. Let's walk through two of today's more prevalent theories, using the same restaurant setting for each. First of all, let's take a look at dual processing. We'll need an action. Let's go with a waiter dropping a tray of dishes. Your brain processes a flurry of information. The waiter's flailing arms, his cry for help, the smell of pasta. Within milliseconds, this information zips through pathways and is processed into a single moment. Most of the time, everything is recorded in sync. However, according to this theory, déjà vu occurs when there's a slight delay in receiving the information from one of these pathways. This causes the brain to interpret the delayed information as a separate event. It feels as if the already recorded moment has happened before, because, in a sense, it has. Our second theory deals with a confusion about the past rather than a mistake about the present. This is the hologram theory, and we'll use a tablecloth to examine it. As you scan the squares, a distant memory emerges from deep inside your brain. Your brain has identified the tablecloth as one from the past, maybe from your grandmother's house. However, instead of remembering that you've seen it at your grandmother's, your brain has summoned up the old memory without identifying it. This leaves you stuck with familiarity, but no recollection. You've already seen that tablecloth. You're just failing to identify it. While these theories share the common features of déjà vu, Neither of them claim to be conclusive. Still, while we wait for researchers and inventors to come up with new ways to capture this fleeting moment, we can study the moment ourselves. After all, most studies of déjà vu are based on first-hand accounts. So why can't one be yours? The next time you get a déjà vu moment, take a moment to think about it. Is there a familiar object somewhere? Is your brain just acting slow? Or is it something else?
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Today's question is, have you experienced déjà vu? Do you know what it is? Well, it's that shadowy feeling you get when a situation seems familiar. Let's take an example. A scene in a restaurant is playing out exactly as you remember it. The world is moving like a ballet you've choreographed yourself. But the sequence can't be based on a past experience because you've never eaten here before. So what's going on? Unfortunately, there isn't one single explanation for this particular sensation or feeling. The experience is brief and occurs without warning, making it nearly impossible for scientists to record and study it. Since Emile Bourac introduced déjà vu as a French term, meaning already seen, more than 40 theories have attempted to explain this phenomenon. Let's walk through two of today's more prevalent theories, using the same restaurant setting for each. First of all, let's take a look at dual processing. We'll need an action. Let's go with a waiter dropping a tray of dishes. Your brain processes a flurry of information. The waiter's flailing arms, his cry for help, the smell of pasta. Within milliseconds, this information zips through pathways and is processed into a single moment. Most of the time, everything is recorded in sync. However, according to this theory, déjà vu occurs when there's a slight delay in receiving the information from one of these pathways. This causes the brain to interpret the delayed information as a separate event. It feels as if the already recorded moment has happened before, because, in a sense, it has. Our second theory deals with a confusion about the past rather than a mistake about the present. This is the hologram theory, and we'll use a tablecloth to examine it. As you scan the squares, a distant memory emerges from deep inside your brain. Your brain has identified the tablecloth as one from the past, maybe from your grandmother's house. However, instead of remembering that you've seen it at your grandmother's, your brain has summoned up the old memory without identifying it. This leaves you stuck with familiarity, but no recollection. You've already seen that tablecloth. You're just failing to identify it. While these theories share the common features of déjà vu, neither of them claim to be conclusive. Still, while we wait for researchers and inventors to come up with new ways to capture this fleeting moment, we can study the moment ourselves. After all, most studies of déjà vu are based on first-hand accounts. So why can't one be yours? The next time you get a déjà vu moment, take a moment to think about it. Is there a familiar object somewhere? Is your brain just acting slow? Or is it something else?